Oakland and Smyrna tonight for the third time this season. The Oakland Lady Patriots have won both matchups this year. Oakland is 25-5 on the year. Smyrna is 23-11. The prior matchups, Oakland defeated Smyrna 70-66, a four-point win, and then 44-42 this season. And with the live play-by-play here in this matchup between Oakland and Smyrna with a trip to the region finals on the line, here's John Dinkins.
All right, Brian, first of all, for the Smyrna Bulldogs, Allie Bolt, number 21, a 5'9 junior forward, will be followed along with Brooklyn Blanchard at point guard, number 3, a 5'4 junior. Breanne Alexander, 5'11 senior center, number 32. Tyra Hughes, a freshman, 5'10, wears number 45. And Keisha Brady, a freshman, a 5'6 freshman, she'll be at guard. Kaitlyn Oliver, number 23, will start for Oakland along with Emily Eubank, number 10, a 5'9 senior guard. Kira House, 5'8 senior forward, number 3. Number 42 is Shelby Gibson, a 6'2 sophomore center. And Ansley Eubank, 00, 5'7 sophomore guard. And as Brian mentioned, 23-11 Smyrna Lady Bulldogs against the 25-5 Lady Patriots. And the Patriots are in the visiting blue and red and white trim. Smyrna the home white with a little purple and gold trim. So we're about ready to get this one started. The first of two, Columbia, I'm going to say that all night, Riverdale and Blackman will be taking on in the second game tonight around 7:30. So if you can't get out here, I would suggest if you're going to get here, though, you might want to come on now because the seats are getting scarce.
Yeah, it's going to get pretty full already downstairs, pretty full.
The tip is up and controlled by Bolton. And, of course, Jay Mullins Jewelry sponsors our tip of the game. Brian?
603 Jay Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
The time was 603. Alexander to Bolton, right side. Drives baseline, now comes back out to Blanchard. Oakland in a zone. To Brady, to Bolton, to Blanchard, right side. Lobs it over to Alexander, top of the key. She's going to take the shot, misses it. Rebound. Scarfed down by Eubank, and she saves it over to Oliver. Back to Eubank. Down low to Gibson. Going to go inside. The layup is good, and she's going to be fouled. So a good start for the Lady Pats.
You know what kind of a game it's going to be when Sean Middleton sheds the coat before the tip.
Brooklyn Blanchard commits the personal, her first, and the free throw is up and no good. From the Toots free throw line. Toots, good food and fun. Two, three locations, Broad South Church in Murfreesboro and Sam Ridley in Smyrna. Here's Blanchard between the circles. Now gives it over left side to Brady. Looks down low. Now takes a dribble, gives over to Blanchard. Blanchard drives, and they say she traveled. Turnover for Smyrna.
It's their first turnover of the game, John, and Smyrna is going to have a mistake-free basketball game. They're going to have to duplicate what they were able to do in the regular season matchups. Just need a couple of buckets to go their way.
2-0. Here's Oakland's Eubank driving. Goes all the way in. Misses the shot. Bolton comes down with the boards. Over to Blanchard. 2-0 Oakland. 6:47 to go in the first quarter. Bolton for three. Swish! Allie Bolton gets Smyrna on the board and the lead at 3-2 with a first bank three.
Nothing to break zone defense like outside shooting.
Here's Oliver. Gives it over to Eubank. Eubank, top of the key. Takes a couple dribbles. Now to House. They feed it down low. Beautiful pass. House to Gibson.
Well, they've gone inside the last two trips down, so that looks like Oakland's MO. They're going to try to feed Gibson. And, John, they've really tried to do that the last couple of games we've seen. So we'll have to watch that as the night progresses.
And she got in foul trouble against Lincoln County and had to sit out about a quarter. Here's Brady from the corner. It's good. Another three. It's a first bank three for Keisha Brady. So Smyrna answers with two threes, and they have a 6-4 lead. Here's Oliver over to House, working two on one. House drives all the way in from the right glass and scores. 6-6. Here comes Blanchard across the timeline in a hurry. Left side, it goes to Brady. Brady bounces it down low. Gibson tips it away. Turnover Smyrna. That's the second turnover by the Bulldogs. Here comes Eubank with a long pass. Oliver makes a move on Hughes, gets a lane, lays it up and in.
Oakland is getting shots that are way too easy right now, John. I mean, layups.
Nobody's picking them up defensively after they make that first initial move. 8-6, Oakland. 5:14 to go here in the game. The left side is Brady to Alexander from the foul line, and she travels. Third turnover for Smyrna. And here we go again. 8-6 the score. 5:07 to go. Oakland has the basketball. Treasure Hunt checks in for Tyra Hughes.
Right now, the turnovers are killing Smyrna, but the threes are keeping them in it.
Here's Eubank bringing across the timeline. Or almost does. Now gives it to House. Bounce down low to Oliver. They're beating this press easily. Layup good by Oliver. She has four. 10-6.
Yeah, they're 4-for-5 from the field, John. Oakland is right now.
Here's Brady from the left side. Now drives. Dishes it down low to Bolton. Dribbles back out. Now cross-court pass. Blanchard doesn't take the jumper. Feeds it down low to Alexander. Instead, it's up and good from the right block. Well, both teams are not having any trouble scoring, that's
no,
for sure.
They're both on fire, as a matter of fact. 4-for-5.
House with another layup. Misses it this time. Rebound away from Gibson, and comes up with it is Brady. 10-8 Oakland. Down low to Alexander. They may call offensive. No, travel. Okay.
Well, that's happened their last, what, two out of their –
three out of four
trips down.
And Alexander was lucky she didn't get a charging call. That's probably a break for Smyrna, actually. 10-8 Oakland, they have the ball in the lead. 4:13 to go in the first quarter of play. Jennifer Grandstaff, boy, she's been through these wars before, hasn't she?
She's got the battle scars to prove it.
Here's Eubank, gives it over between the circles to Oliver. Now over to Angela Eubank. Bounces it down low to Gibson from the high post. Dishes off to Eubank. Jumper's good. First bank three for Emily Eubank. Anybody missing? 13-8. Oakland by 5.
Not yet.
Brady. Brady still looking. Now gives it to Alexander at the foul line. Now back out to Blanchard. Over to Treasure Hunt. Picked up by Oliver. Hunt with a couple of dribbles. Now back over to Blanchard. Going to drive. Gives it off. Feeds it to Bolton. Long three's good again. First bank three. They're all over the place. 13-11. Here's House feeding it down low to Gibson. Takes a bounce, goes up, going to be fouled by Alexander.
Well, that's a good strong move there by Shelby going up against Alexander and avoided enough of the contact just to put up the basket.
Can you imagine? She's just a sophomore. Can you imagine what she's going to be like her senior year? I know Oakland graduates some players, but they've got a pretty good core coming back. Free throw is up, and it is good by Gibson. She has 5. She'll get another from the Toots free throw line. Toots Good Food and Fun. They have daily specials to save you money. Visit Toots.com. Second one by Gibson is good. She has 6, and the lead now 4 for Oakland, 15-11. But Smyrna has canned several threes to stay in this thing. Brady drives, bounces, and now they call a foul on Oakland.
John, you have to think with
on
their
Eubank.
Four turnovers that Smyrna's had, you know, if you convert half of those into points, they've got a lead right now.
It'll be Smyrna's ball underneath their basket. I thought Gary Eakes was going to throw it in there for a second, didn't you? There's a pass inside to Alexander, and a foul going to be called. The basket's good, and the foul is on Emily Eubank. That's her second. Quickly. So they give Alexander the basket. She has 4, and she goes to the Toots free throw line to make it a 3-point play.
I think Jennifer Grandstaff wanted to walk before the foul.
Free throw is up, and it is good. Brianne scores to make her have 5 on the night. 15-14, just like that. Smyrna cuts the lead to 1. 3:01 here in the first quarter. Emily Eubank brings it across the timeline. Picked up by Brady. Lobs it down low. It's tipped out of bounds. Going to belong to Oakland.
This is going to be a war. I can already see it. I mean, it just the... The play early on, if somebody gets a little chilly during the game shooting, that could be the difference in this ball game.
Here's Oliver coming off a pick. Now gives it over to Angela Eubank. Back to Emily. Now left side House. Looks it over. Smyrna in a zone. Angela Eubank travels. Boy, that first step has been called three or four times tonight. Turnover Oakland.
Well, that's their first. It's been called on Smyrna three out of the four turnovers that they've had.
Hunt to throw it in. Smyrna with a chance now here to take a lead at the 2:39 mark of the first quarter. Blanchard double team. Gives it over to Bolton. No trouble at all. Back to Blanchard in the corner. It goes to Brady. Brady bounces it and is kicked by Kira House. It'll be Smyrna's ball, side court.
Winner of this game moves to the championship game of the region, John, and will play on Saturday in the sectional round, home or away, depending on the outcome of the region championship game. The loser will wash the old jerseys tomorrow.
And the pass is tipped out of bounds and still belong to Smyrna. It's been quite a contest up to this point. 15-14. Oakland with a one-point lead. Smyrna with the ball. Here's Brady. Oakland bringing their defense out a little bit more. Here's Hunt open for three. No good. Rebound. Tipped around. There's a scramble for it. Oliver's down there. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Oakland.
Many times this region semifinal is the best night of girls basketball because you've got really good teams fighting and it's an elimination game. And if you want to see good basketball, region semifinals, girls and boys, tonight and tomorrow night right here at Siegel.
Well, if that's the case, we should have every game should be great. Here's a bounce pass into House, who shoots from the free throw line, misses the jumper, has her own rebound, can't get that to fall. Hunt down with a rebound for Smyrna. Treasure spins. Oh, she almost walked to Blanchard. Drives left side, now dishes off to Brady, cross court to Hunt. Open for three. It's good. First bank three for Treasure Hunt.
Well, she actually wore it out up at Shelbyville and always comes in off the bench, gives the Lady Bulldogs a big spark.
17-15, Smyrna now with a two-point lead over to House. Well, you expect both of these teams maybe to go in some scoring slumps because they do depend on outside shooting some. I think the point you made earlier, who gets in the coldest slump or the coolest period, maybe the winner of this game. Here's Oakland. Bounce pass down low to House. Jumper from the corner. Have not seen any signs of that yet, though.
Boy, that is a basket right there that Kiara House doesn't get, you know, last year.
You're right.
You know, she's really improved on her offense.
17-all. Brady has it over in the corner, left side. Cross court pass to Hunt. Doesn't take the shot. Now she does. Probably should have taken it on the first attempt. Here's Eubank down with a rebound for Oakland. 39 seconds. Oliver, great fake in the lane. Banks it off the glass. Good. And that's a shot she probably doesn't make last year. 19-17. Oakland back with a two-point lead. We're approaching the 25 seconds mark of the first quarter. Oakland double teams. Gets it to Brady in the corner. Drives. Now gives it back up to Blanchard. Picked up by Angela Eubank to Hunt. Over the corner, Bolton. Oh, the pass is really good in this first quarter. And Blanchard comes away with a loose ball, finds a hole, throws it in from the left side.
What's amazing is this defense is so tight, they're getting off some easy shots.
Here's Eubank, going to drive easily in and misses the shot at the horn. And we have completed a first quarter that has been what we would call sizzling from outside. 19-19, Oakland Smyrna. You're listening to State Farm coverage of the Region 4 AAA basketball tournament right here on WGNS. Stay with us.
Toots. Good food and fun. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. Please join us every day for lunch, Monday through Friday, where we have our famous Toots Lunch Special. All specials are only $4.99 and each come with an entree and a side dish. We have wings or chicken fingers on Monday. We have burgers on Tuesday. Chicken fingers or buffalo fingers on Wednesday. Salads and chicken sandwiches on Thursday, and our seafood baskets on Friday, all for $4.99. Come to Toots.
Hello, my name is Henry Golzinski, and I'm the owner of Franklin's Printing. We know in this economy that our customers really need to get the most out of every dollar they're spending on printing. That's why we have installed some of the most efficient printing equipment we can obtain to help lower cost and increase efficiency. Two of our most recent acquisitions are new high-speed folder, high-speed black and white printers for short runs. My goal is to be the most competitive and give the best service of any printer in this region. If you don't think I'm serious, call me now. I'm Henry Golzinski at Franklin's Printing.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
coverage brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Ace Construction of Tennessee, Music World, Drummer's Den, and Stones River Mall.
Kalen Moore has checked in for Smyrna as we start the second quarter of play. All knotted up at 19. Moore has it left side. Gives a nice fake. Now inside to Alexander at the foul line. To Blanchard, who's open. Misses it. Off the rim. Rebound. Moore hustles it down. In some trouble, Eubank. Boy, that was close. Possession error going to go to Oakland. And Emily Eubank could have faced the third foul there, but alertly just touched the ball.
Now, there was a lot of contact, but I think Moore was off balance there. It didn't take much to get her on the floor.
And Eubank gets it. 19 all, 7:23 to go here in the first half. Here's Oliver. Looks to Gibson at the high post. Now to Eubank. She's going to take it. In and out. Rimmed in, rimmed out. Hunt is kicked by Oliver. So it'll be Smyrna's ball, and Oakland will back it up. Columbia, here I go. Why do I keep saying that? I guess I'm so excited about that game Friday night. Riverdale and Blackman coming up at 7:30. Well, I talked to Chad Hibden. Cool as a cucumber. Ball is blocked from Brian Alexander. Or he was in the interview. How's that?
On Saturday.
Yeah, on Saturday. I would be probably freaking out, you know? I don't know. Why am I saying that? I used to, yeah. Here's a bounce pass. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to belong to Oakland. Turnover number five for Smyrna.
Well, John, all those preseason games, all those trips, playing Incarnate Word in Louisville, Riverdale going to Hawaii, all of that leads up to playing in big games like what we're seeing here.
That's why you play them. Here's Angela Eubank across the timeline. Gets by Blanchard, now backs it back up over to Oliver. Low, down low to Gibson. Misses the shot. Gets her own rebound. Going to go up again. This time foul. She'll go to the Toots free throw line. And they have gone away from that for a little while. Now they went back to it on that last play. Foul is on Alexander. Second foul on Alexander, and that's exactly the game plan, I would think. Get her in foul trouble. Gibson, the free throw is up, and it is good. Shelby with seven. And she'll get another one.
It's always one of those contributing factors that you have to look at, foul trouble on key players.
Second free throw also good, 21-19 Oakland. 6:45 to go in the half, full court pressure by Oakland, and it's stolen away. Eubank comes away with it. She's got some numbers. She backs it up, however, and waits, and they'll set it up. House over to Oliver. Oliver looks to House. Now lobs it down low to Gibson, spins in the lane, layup good, she's fouled. And if that's Breanne Alexander, that would be number three.
Well, she is having a really good first half, Shelby Gibson.
And then Breanne Alexander going to have to come out with her third foul. And that was a great move. That was just nothing but a good move by Shelby Gibson. It's hard to stop that. 23-19. Here's the free throw. It's up and good.
You just got to, as you say, tip your cap to her because she is playing an outstanding first half.
Here's Moore being double-teamed. Comes out of it. Gives it over to Hunt. They'll set it up. A little distance here, 24-19 Oakland. They lead by five with 6:11 to go in the half. Moore to Bolton. Back to Blanchard. Whipping it around. Now try to get it down low. Tipped and away by Gibson. And now they say Eubank walked. It'll belong to Smyrna. Gibson has tipped that pass away two or three times and hasn't picked up a foul, which is called good touch. Not getting her with the body. Hunt to throw it in for Smyrna. And we've got a whistle, an illegal pick on double zero, Ansley Eubank. First foul on Ansley. Smyrna to throw it in again here. Here's Blanchard. Picked up by House, takes a couple of dribbles on the left side, now brings it over between the circles. Facing the concession stand, going left to right is Smyrna. Here's Bolton. Moore drives, baseline, dishes it off, stolen away. Picked up Eubank, waiting for a trailer. Does, gives it to House. She's fouled by Hunt going up. And she'll go to the Toots free throw line where they have wings, burgers, salads, and more tomorrow. You know what that is, tomorrow, hamburger day.
$4.99
all day long.
Yeah, burger, fries, $4.99.
Maybe you can take me before. Well, no, never mind. That would require spending some money. House is coming up a little gimpy here, and that's not good for Oakland.
Well, she is going to have to come out and is actually not going to be able to. She's not going to be able to shoot the free throws. She turned an ankle or something there. I'm not sure.
Aaliyah Patterson going to check in for her. Aaliyah's played well in the district tournament. She's going to get an opportunity here. 5'9" sophomore center, and she's going to shoot the free throws. You know she's hurting when that you can't get that done. They're going to take her to the locker room. Free throw by Patterson. She comes through.
John, she's tough as nails. I mean, so she's got to be in some obvious pain to say, yes, I can't go.
Here's the second one up by Patterson. It's rolls in and out. Rebound Hughes for Smyrna. 25-19, the biggest lead. It's 6. Oakland has it. Smyrna with the ball. Here's Hunt. Lobs it over to Brady, left side. Now back to Blanchard. Blanchard drives on Eubank. Drives all the way in, loses the ball. Picked up by Patterson. Over to Oliver. Oakland wanted to run. Blanchard tries to stop that idea. They give it over to Eubank. 5:15 to go in the half. John Dingins along with Brian Barrett here with you in this first game of Region 4 AAA basketball. Here's the drive in by Oliver. Misses the shot. Rebound. Pull down. Bolton. Over to Hunt. This game's been pretty fast and furious, hasn't it? Hunt, jumper, good from about 16, and she comes up limping a little.
Yeah, that's kind of an in-your-face shot right there. I mean, she just pulled up out of nowhere.
Ball's tipped out of bounds. It'll belong to Oakland. So that's a couple of big buckets there by Treasure Hunt. 25-21, and we have a timeout on the court as Sean Middleton, I believe, called that timeout for Smyrna. Gives it a chance to talk about our good friends at Bob Parks Auction. Brian, you've got all the word on Stan Vaught and Bobby Bug.
All right. Yes, we do. From residential, commercial, farms to land, the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all of your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug today, 896-4600, online at Bob Parks Auction. .com. Our coverage also brought to you in part tonight on WGNS State Farm Prep Basketball. Region 4 AAA semifinal action by State Farm agent Monty King. His office is just off Sam Ridley, 721 President Place. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Monty King, 220-2210. And also by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, Realtor Annette Bratcher with Reliant Realty, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
Immediate Oakland throws the ball away. Here comes Bolton to Brady. Nice move. Brady misses the layup. Picked up. Rebound, Angela Eubank, and Brady going to pick up the foul. Over the back on Keisha Brady. 25-21. 4:37 to go. Oakland with the lead here in the first half. And Smyrna decides to press. Oliver needing some help. And now they've got a hold on Brady. Holding Emily Eubank. Her second foul. That's the seventh team foul on Smyrna, so Oakland will go to the free throw line. You know, Brian, you talk about from freshman to senior. There was a little smile on Oliver's face there, just a calm that, you know, you wouldn't have seen freshman sophomore year. And talking it over with Eubank. Well, Emily knew she missed that free throw as soon as she released it. Here's a ball stolen away. No, Moore saves it. It's blocked, however, and Oliver going to pick up the foul. So Kaylin Moore going to shoot two from the Toots free throw line. Toots, good food and fun. They have daily specials to save you money all the time. Visit Toots.com. Kaylin Moore is this freshman that has played very well for Smyrna. And she's 5'6". And she's at the free throw line. Eyes it. First one is up. It is no good.
It's only their second free throw attempt here in this first half.
Tyra Hughes back in for Smyrna. Alexander, of course, on the bench with three fouls. Free throw is good by Moore. Her first points, 25-22. Smyrna hanging tough. Oakland by three. And now a foul going to be called on Caitlin Moore. reaching in on Emily Eubank.
John, some folks have tweeted out for those who may be coming to this second game and not already here that traffic on Thompson Lane is already bumper to bumper.
Wow.
Folks trying to get in here.
Where are they going to put them is the next question.
If there's bumper-to-bumper traffic out there, some people may not get in.
Free throw is missed by Emily Eubank. Still 25-22 Oakland. Here's Blanchard. Double team. Going toward us. Moore saved Bryant from getting his head hit with a basketball. Here's Hunt, left side. Cross court to Moore. She's wide open. Going to take it. The shot is up. It's short. Rebound. Pull down by Oliver. Oliver across the timeline. Brings it up herself over to Angela Eubank.
Smyrna has gone into one of those scoring droughts, John. They've only scored 3 points in this quarter.
Here's Eubank to Eubank to Oliver. And Oakland has gone to the free throw line but haven't been able to hit many. Here's Oliver, 3:40 to go in the half. Don't forget to join us for halftime stats coming up. And we won't have any scores. We might. We never know. Brian might have a baseball score. It's getting that close, isn't it?
Well, we're watching 3AAA, of course. Those are the teams that our region championship teams will be playing, home or away. And they're playing their semifinals down there as well as all the other regions across the state in girls basketball. So we will at least know after tonight the four teams that will make up the sectional.
Eubank, boy, you can almost tell Emily knows she's missing that shot as soon as she releases it. Almost like something may be wrong, you know. Here's a pass that goes in front of Tom Prager. Nice play there with his foot. He's a soccer boy. He's from Indiana. You know, they handle it.
Got it out of his mouth in time to kick it out there.
Ever since what happened to one of our guys here at this table, I'm wide awake, buddy.
Are you?
It comes this way.
Notice he didn't make it back.
Yeah, he's gone. Here's Blanchard. Has it for Smyrna. 25-22 Smyrna. Been at this score for a while. Can't get that score to come any closer. Here's Bolton for a long three. It's short. Here's Oliver down with a rebound. Oliver across the timeline. Now loses it as she dribbles it across. And it's going to be Oakland's ball. They tipped it out.
You know, it was 19-19 at the quarter break, right? It's 25-22
yeah.
Oakland right now. So, I mean, they're... Both teams have gone into kind of a slump at the same time. Part of that is because of the defense that's being played.
They've outscored them 6-3, Oakland has. Here's Eubank for the long three, no good. They give it out. Bree Patterson in the game for Smyrna. And she has it now. 2:43. Over to Blanchard. Puts a little more speed to the guard spot for Smyrna. Hunt still in the game along with Tyra Hughes and Bolton. Here's Bolton from the corner. No good. Rebound. Oliver, another one. Now looks for help. Finds Emily Eubank. Races across the timeline. Over to Gibson. Down low. Gibson spins, turns. They're going to call a foul before she takes the shot, which was a good call. And Shelby Gibson will go to the Toos free throw line. Foul on Blanchard. That's the second foul on Brooklyn Blanchard. So, although we've not had a high-scoring second quarter, nobody has really taken this lead and gone with it. Oakland leads by four now. It's Gibson, who's had a great first half. She has 12.
Well, Oakland has 5 points from the Toots free throw line. Could be six if Gibson hits this one.
Second misses, and it's going to be Oakland. No. Yes. Oakland's ball is where you pointed. They're going to give it to Smyrna.
Both teams have combined to hit 2 field goals here in the second quarter. And that's after a first quarter where Smyrna had 4 threes, you remember.
26-22. Here's the pass over to Bree Patterson. Double team. Now gives it over to Hunt. Back to Blanchard. She's open. Rushes the shot. Banks it off the glass. No good. Eubank comes down with it. Double team in the corner in front of Jennifer Grandstaff. And they're going to call the ball over to Smyrna. Turnover, Oakland.
That's only their third turnover of the game so far.
We've got a timeout on the court. We'll take one, too. 26-22, Oakland leads Smyrna at the 2-minute mark. We'll be back.
Get styled for fall at Stones River Mall. Cooler weather is just around the corner, so shop now for this season's hottest fashions. pair a cozy sweater with dark denim to look trendy while you cheer on your favorite team. Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, or Versona. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something you love at Stones River Mall. Find us on Facebook and Twitter for style tips, upcoming events, and sales info.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by State Farm agent David Wilson, 2744 South Church near Indian Hills. Get to a better state with State Farm agent David Wilson, 893-9898.
26-22, Oakland leads by four. Here's Tyra Hughes driving, and it's going to be tipped and out of bounds. They have avoided going inside much, Smyrna has. Of course, Breanne Alexander's been out most of this half. Aaliyah Patterson out, and Kira House is back. Here is Hunt trying to throw it in. They find Blanchard. Dishes it off to Bree Patterson as she walked. That quick step, a quick first step again.
It's nine turnovers, John, here for the Lady Bulldogs.
26-22, Oakland still leads by four. Angela Eubank brings it across left side. Dribbles back out, now over to House to the right wing. Smyrna defense has been tough. House backs it up, now gives it over to Angela Eubank, to Emily. Emily calls the play. Bounce pass to the high post is Oliver. Eubank dishes it off to House. House, they leave her open. She doesn't take the shot. Here to Angela Eubank, down low to Gibson. Double team, puts it up softly from the corner. Good. Boy, she is red hot. 14 for her.
I don't know how you defend that. I mean, I thought Smyrna did a pretty good job of defending her on that play.
Got great combination for a big girl. She's got the soft touch and the good moves inside. There's a jumper by Hughes from about 15. Her first basket of the night, 28-24. House gets it across the timeline. Dribbles in front of Sean Middleton over at Smyrna. Now back to Emily Eubank between the circles. Has it. Picked up by Patterson. Lobs it over to House. House, long jumper, no good. Rebound, Eubank there, it's good, and she's fouled on the layup. Talk about game changers. That right there could possibly be one. Foul on Patterson. And going to the two free throw line is going to be Emily Eubank, the chance to make it a three-point play with 36 seconds to go here in the first half. Eubank eyes it. It's up. It's no good. Rebound, Oliver. Boy, this could really be big. Going to go for one shot. Sean Middleton can't believe his eyes on that. Here's Eubank to Angela Eubank. Right side, 23 seconds. Going for one. Down low it goes to Gibson. Now back out to Oliver. Oliver dribbles in. Now comes back out between the circles. 13 seconds to House, to Eubank. Eubank gets a screen from Oliver. Going to drive, spins in the lane, puts it up off the glass. No good. Gibson down with a rebound. It goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Oakland with a half a second left. Well, I thought that one by Eubank was going to go in. Smyrna trying to keep it a six-point game here. Big defensive stand. Here's Oliver. Shoots it, Eubank. It won't fall, but they got the shot off, but just did not go. That's the end of the half with our score. And what a good one we've got here in game one. I don't know if game two could be any better. 30-24, Oakland leads Smyrna by six. And you're listening to WGNS State Farm coverage of the Region 4 AAA basketball tournament. Stay with us.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust a Midas touch.
This is Danny Page, and I'm here to tell you about Annette Bratcher. She's a very knowledgeable real estate agent with Reliant Realty. She is the perfect agent to work with both the first-time home buyers as well as a seasoned investor. Call Annette today at 456-1658.
Find your next house on AnnetteBratcher.com. You can do a property search today and find that perfect home for your family. Or look at the featured home. Go to AnnetteBratcher.com. Again, that's AnnetteBratcher.com.
This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We just want to say congratulations. We live in a community that just has so many wonderful athletes. We're just so blessed with so many awesome high schools and middle schools and just have so much talent here. It's just amazing. So congratulations to all of you players, parents, and coaches. A job well done. Did you know that Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider of MTSU Athletics? Go Blue Raiders!
Discover the benefits of prescription compounding. Some patients need dosages or formulations that are custom tailored to their own physiological makeups. Others may require medications without dyes, preservatives, or other substances found in commercially produced drugs. Our pharmacists can adjust the strength or simply make it taste better. Dosage forms include capsules and creams, even lip balms and lollipops. With prescription compounding, visit Reeves Sane on Memorial Boulevard or online at reevesane.com.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. As far as items for your floors, obviously we think about carpets, but it goes a whole lot farther than that.
We're also well known for hardwood, ceramic tile, laminate, custom area rugs. We also do a large amount of commercial business. We do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Butts Tire has been helping Rutherford County with tires, oil changes, brakes, and more since 1987. This is Kay Mitchell, and even though we opened Butts Tire in 1987, Bud started changing tires with his father next to the old hardware store in the 1950s. Just as it was true in the 50s, it is still true today. At Bud's Tire, you will always get friendly customer service. Visit Bud's Tire on the Old Woodbury Highway or call us at 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage of the Region 4 AAA Basketball Championships, brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jeannie Allman, Trey Helton, and Monty King. Get to a better state with State Farm. Are you injured? Have you been injured during the game? Maybe have a son or daughter that have? Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is here, and they're your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. Here's some stats for you in the first half, brought to you by Winners Trophies, Loveless Fine Photography, and Fans Heating and Air. For the 23-11 Smyrna Lady Bulldogs, 6 points for Allie Bolton. She has 2 threes in the game. Treasure Hunt with 5. Brooklyn Blanchard, 2. Brianne Alexander with 5. 2 points for Tyra Hughes. And 1 for Caitlin Moore. A 3 for Keisha Brady as well. Foul trouble? Yes. Brianne Alexander has 3 fouls. Also, several players with 2. For the Oakland girls, Shelby Gibson has been going to work here in the paint tonight. Brought her lunchbox tonight. 14 points. 5 points for Emily Eubank. 4 for Kiara House. 6 for Caitlin Oliver. And Aaliyah Patterson with 1. Nobody for Oakland has more than 2 fouls. And let me tell you, that's big for Emily Eubank for Oakland, because she picked up 2 fouls almost back-to-back in the first quarter and still has only 2 fouls here at halftime. That's pretty big. All right, your score here at halftime is Oakland leading 30-24. And interestingly enough, I'm just going to get this one stat here for you, because this may wind up being the stat of the game. Oakland won that second quarter 11-5 after being tied 19-19. It's 30-24 now. Rebounds, Oakland out-rebounding Smyrna 12-9. Both teams shooting comparably from the field. Smyrna is 10 of 19. That's 53%. But they had 11 of their 19 shots attempted in the first quarter when they were red hot. They had four threes in the first quarter. 10 of 19, 53% for First Bank threes. For Oakland, 10 of 21, 48%. They have a three of their own. From the foul line tonight, 7 of 14, 50% for Oakland. 2 of 3, 66% for the Smyrna Bulldogs. Lady Bulldogs tonight have turned the ball over 9 times. Oakland has turned it over only 3 times tonight. And that is a look at all of your stats from Winners Trophies, Loveless Fine Photography, and Fans Heating and Air. The winner of tonight's game will move on to face the winner of the nightcap that's coming up after this one, and that's Riverdale Blackman. Riverdale Blackman playing next. The winner of that game will face the winner of this one in the region championship, which will be on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, airtime at 6:45. Boys night tomorrow night. In game one, it's Smyrna and Siegel. Game two, the 6th time this year that Laverne and Blackman have met, and they'll do it on the region semifinal night. Tomorrow night, boys action, 5:50 airtime for us. Boys championship game, by the way, is Thursday. Girls sectional round is Saturday, Monday, a week from tonight. It's boys sectionals, and that's the schedule of upcoming games. We're going to take a break. When we come back, second half, live play-by-play action coming up here for you as John brings you the play-by-play story. Oakland and Smyrna, Lady Pats leading the Lady Dogs 30-24 at the half.
I want everybody to understand that music lessons aren't just for kids. You can do lessons at any age. And on our drum lesson program, we now have Mr. David Northrup teaching in the store, one of the top pro drummers in the country, who's toured with Travis Tritt, John Mellencamp, Lee Greenwood, and lately with Winona Judd. Dave's a great pro drummer, and he's teaching here at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. Let me help you get to a better state by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm agent Bud Morris. Let me get you to a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and needs.
Here's to the lessons of the gridiron. Two-a-day practices in August, wind sprints in October, homework after every practice. Here's to the coaches who teach players to push their limits, to the moms who keep supper warm. First Bank salutes teams and families across Tennessee. We're committed to providing the best in banking services. That's more than banking. It's First Banking. See firstbankonline.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Ben Weatherford, and please come by First Bank.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We're about ready here for the second half, and it'll be brought to you in part by Jay Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, Craig's Tax Service, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. I want to send a shout out to Scout Troop 452 out of Siegel Elementary, taking a tour of the radio station right now, and say hello to them back at the station, and Rafferty Cleary, our producer, giving them the tour.
Showing them how to make two sticks into fire or anything, Rafferty?
No. He doesn't look like the Boy Scout type, does he?
I don't know. Anyway, we're ready for this second half of action, and the starting lineups, it's Blanchard, Brady, Alexander, Bolton, and Hunt for Smyrna, House, Gibson, Oliver, Eubank, and Eubank for Oakland. Here's Alexander driving all the way in, banks it off the glass, and good. Big start for Smyrna with a big basket by Alexander.
They really
30 to 26.
That.
Yeah, they needed it. And there's a foul on Brady, and she's going to pick up another foul. That's three on her. Those starting lineups brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. And it will be Oakland's basketball. That's the first team foul here in the second half. Oliver gives it over to Eubank. Don't forget, it's Riverdale Blackman coming up at 7:30 or somewhere around that time. Here's Eubank. Over to Oliver, now to Angela Eubank. Back to Emily. Emily looks, feeds it to Oliver. Smyrna back in the zone here in the second half. And now a three-second violation called on Gibson. That's the fourth turnover for Oakland. Four-point lead for the Patriots early here in the third quarter. Here's Alexander at the high post. Gives to Hunt for three. No good. Too strong. Alexander comes down with a rebound. Having some trouble, and now a offensive foul. Oh, my. Oh, no. That is, if you're a Smyrna fan, you didn't want to see that. Alexander with an offensive foul, and she's going to have to go to the bench. Tyra Hughes coming back in.
Well, to read her lips, she said, "Are you serious?"
I didn't see the charge. I thought there was a walk. She had walked a little bit before that. Anyway, 6:54 to go in the third. So Smyrna going to have to play without one of their best players. Here's Angela Eubank. Sweeps it across to Emily. Back to the high post to House, who turns and shoots a little 12-footer. That's short. Rebound, Hughes for Smyrna. Back out to Hunt. Here come the Bulldogs. Hunt, little crossover move. Misses the shot completely. Tipped around, saved by Oliver. Here comes Eubank. Ansley stops, gives it to Gibson down the lane. That soft touch, banked off the glass, good.
She's having one of the best nights I've seen her have all around. She is really doing some damage in the paint.
Ran the floor really well that time. There's Blanchard shooting, blocked by House. Brady gets the rebound for Smyrna. It's a 6-point Oakland lead. Here's Bolton in the corner, now gives it back out to Brady. Brady back to Hunt, drives baseline, stops, shoots, bottom. Treasure Hunt.
I think for Smyrna to win this game, they're going to have somebody get warm, and Treasure Hunt has kind of tried to light the fuse to get hot tonight. She hasn't been on a streak, but she can tear it up if she gets on the roll.
7 points for her. There's a lob down low to Oliver going up against Bolton, and they're going to say she traveled. Turnover number five for Oakland. And here come the Rick's Barbecue Girls.
Lanning sisters.
That's right. Both of them together. Haven't seen them in a long time. Anne-Marie we have, but here's a pass that's gone awry and a scramble for it on the floor, and it's a possession error going to go to Smyrna. So Smyrna has cut the Oakland lead to four and have a chance to cut it even further. Well, they're going to give it to Oakland. Okay. Well,
just like you drew it up, right?
I didn't see the arrow move. Maybe it already moved. Here's Eubank over to Oliver. Oliver brings it down. Going to go all the way? No. She dishes it off to Eubank. Back to Emily. Over to House, left side. To Gibson at the high post. Looks for help. Finds Eubank. Emily to House. 5:05 to go here in the third. Oliver gives it to Eubank. Boy, she wanted to go inside to Gibson, didn't. House shoots from the foul line. Too strong. Rebound, Hughes for Smyrna. Comes Blanchard. Brady going to drive all the way in. Go up with the left hand. No good. Tipped out to Treasure Hunt. Jumper from 14 is good. Treasure Hunt with a hot hand. She's got nine. Lead cut to two. Boy, if Smyrna could do this without and come back without Breanne and Alexander in the lineup, that's something. Here is Oliver. It's a two-point Oakland lead. Emily Eubank has it left side. Over to Ansley. Ansley drives. Going to go all the way in. Has it stolen away from her. To Hughes, who stands there and waits for some help. To Blanchard. Smyrna could tie it or take the lead on this possession. Here's Blanchard. Blanchard drives, finds Bolton, throws it away. Had her open, but threw it too far away out of her reach. Turnover number 11 for Smyrna. Aaliyah Patterson getting ready to check in. House going to take a seat. It's a two-point lead for Oakland. 4:09 to go. Full court pressure by the Bulldogs. Here comes Angela Eubank. Gets by Blanchard. Going to bring it down. Bounce pass down low. Gibson goes up. The shot is no good. They're going to call an offensive foul on Gibson.
Yeah, she kind of threw an elbow just a little bit, John. It's almost like she knew when she did it to stop in the process, and I believe that's what got her the foul. I think she noticed that, or the officials noticed that, and she got called with the charge.
32-30 gives us a chance to talk about our good friends Bob Parks Auction, Stan and Bobby.
Well, don't settle for anything less than the best. You're seeing the best in girls basketball in the state of Tennessee. Find me another district that's any better than this one. In girls basketball this year, there's not one. Find me a duo of auctioneers that's better than Bob Bug and Stan Ball.
No, there's not any.
I challenge you.
Yeah, there's no. I've got some friends that are auctioneers, too. They probably say the same thing. I don't know.
Stan Ball and Bob Bug have so many years of experience. I mean, they were auctioning wagon wheels back in the 1800s. So
I remember that. I was there.
Were you?
Yeah.
They've got a lot of experience. Now put it to use for you. Call 896-4600 online at bobparksauction.com. Bob Bug and Stan Vaught, you can consider it sold.
32-30. Here's Smyrna. Were they going to call? They're going to call a block on Oliver.
Don't think they're going to count the basket, though.
And I'll tell you what, that play was so similar to the other one. Boy.
They did not count the basket.
And Allie Bolton wanted it but didn't get it. Hunt's going to throw it in. Having some trouble. And Bolton in the corner. Going to drive, goes all the way in, misses the layup. Rebound, Eubank. 32-30. Here's Ansley. Boy, this one is nip and tuck and has been most of the way.
John, Oakland hasn't scored in this quarter. Oakland scored 2 points, rather.
I think Gibson had it.
Yeah, that's it.
Here's Oliver. And now we've got a foul on Blue, which is Oakland.
Gibson.
And that is two on Shelby Gibson. And it'll be Smyrna's ball again, trailing only by two. 3:28 to go in the third. As Brian just mentioned, Oakland with only one field goal this half.
Both of these teams had 19 points after the first quarter. Since then, it has been a defensive struggle.
Here's Hunt, stops, shoots from way outside. No good, rebound Patterson. Still 32-30 Oakland. Here's Oliver. Over to Patterson, back to Eubank, left side. Down low, Gibson, turns, spins, in the lane, good. She's about close to automatic tonight. 18 for Shelby Gibson.
Well, that was a strong, strong move right there by Shelby.
34-30. Freshman Tyree Hughes trying to do her best, but it's tough call tonight. Here's Brady with a reverse layup. She was open, missed the shot, and now they're going to call a foul on Angela Eubank reaching in. So Ansley picks up her second foul. Kevin Woodson coming by in front with his daughter.
He always has to bring someone that looks a little better with him.
Yeah, that's true.
Usually he's got his daughter or his wife with him. It helps a lot.
Brancher to Brady on the left side. Zone by Oakland. Except Eubank is on Blanchard. Now they drop back into a man-to-man again. Here's Hunt. She's been hot from the corner. 18-footer, good. Treasure Hunt from the corner has been deadly. She's got 11. Lead cut to two again. Oakland has the ball.
Smyrna led 17-15, John. It was close. First quarter, 19-19. Oakland went on a little bit of a run. That's as close as Smyrna has been. Only one lead in the game.
Here is Angela Eubank in the corner to Emily. Here's Gibson. Turnaround floater in the lane. Won't go. However, Patterson's there to tip it in. Off the glass.
Patterson got that shot because of a mistimed jump right there by Smyrna. I think it was Hunt who mistimed her jump there to pull down the rebound.
36-32, a minute 44 to go in the third. Here's Brady. Boy, they're hollering defense right now for Oakland. Here is Smyrna. Bolton looks for help. Gives it to Brady. Now back between the circles to Blanchard. Going to drive. Go all the way in, puts it up strong, going to be fouled, going up. Not a bad play there by Brooklyn Blanchard. Found an opening, and she just went on in. And she's going to go to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Fans Heating and Air is built on trustworthy service and customer care. 893-7930. And Brooklyn going to shoot two here. The first one is up. It is good.
John, if you're coming to the second game and you're not here yet, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a place to sit. I don't think there's going to be any room left.
You will probably be peeking through the doors. Here's the second free throw. Rolls, and it is good. Blanchard with 4 points tonight, 36-34. Oakland leads by two. It's about what the game we expected. Here's Moore to you, Ansley Eubank. They look down low, but they give it back out. Emily Eubank has it. They are determined to get an easy one. Here's Patterson, top of the key, now left side to Oliver. Oliver feeds it to Eubank. Now to Emily Eubank, down low to Patterson, turns around, puts it up off the glass. No good, rebound Hughes. Smyrna with a chance to tie or take the lead. Here's Moore, back in the game here in this second half. Bounce pass, throws it away. Big turnover there. Ansley Eubank, bounce pass. Oliver has to run it down, can't corral it, now she does. Gives it back out to Emily Eubank. 37 seconds to go. There's a whistle. 3-second violation on Oakland. Another turnover. That's seven for the Patriots. I don't know if the crowd can get any more excited than they have been in this game, in the second game, but I got a feeling they are going to be.
This crew right here is from Southeast Tennessee. We've seen them a lot, and that's one of the calls that they focus on, that 3-second violation. So we've seen it a lot in tonight's game. Not saying it doesn't happen, but.
Well, it's really probably a good thing, you know, in terms of it is a rule.
Right.
Here's Hunt for three. No good. It's short. Rebound Patterson. Coming out with it is Oakland. 7-6-5-4. Here's Patterson going up. She's going to be fouled with 3.1 seconds to go. About had to. She was going to get a layup probably. She had enough time. The foul is on Caitlin Moore. Third foul on Caitlin Moore, and Aaliyah Patterson is going to go to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. They've been in business since 1966. Here's the free throw. It's up and rolls in and out. 893-7930. Call them at Fans Heating and Air. 36-34. Patterson, a couple of dribbles, eyes it, puts it up. It's good. Patterson has 4 points. 3 seconds left. Here comes Blanchard. At the horn. The shot is up. It is no good, and that's the end of the third quarter with our score. Oakland 37, Smyrna 34, and you're listening to WGNS State Farm coverage of the Region 4 AAA basketball tournament. Don't go anywhere. This thing's tight. Got another one to go.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with my friend Jamie, whose parents just don't understand our obsession.
I told them I only eat squares and with only crumble bits of pepperoni.
They say that's how it all starts.
Don't fight it, Jamie. Don't fight the force. Square slices forever, bro. Give in to the Sir Pizza obsession on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sportscom.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
People are concerned about the rising cost of funeral expenses today. This is Lenny Farmer, and I want to show you how, by pre-funding your funeral at Jennings & Ayers, we can guarantee that the funeral you pay for today will not cost you a dime more at your passing. People just like you are coming to Jennings & Ayers to pre-arrange their funerals because they realize funeral prepayment is one of those sure things that just makes good sense, financially and emotionally. Call us today at 893-2422 and let us show you how we can help you save.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Our coverage brought to you in part by State Farm agent Andy Walmick, 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Andy Womack, 890-0850.
Smyrna with the basketball, trailing by three. Bland drives left side for Smyrna. Has it taken away by Eubank. Over to Oliver. Oliver hustles down the line. Now gives it over back to Gibson, top of the key. down low. They try to get it to Patterson. It's intercepted. And it is coming away with it is Moore for Smyrna. Quarter to go, and nothing's been really, nothing has changed. Here's the jumper by Hughes. Misses the shot. Rebound Oliver again coming away with it. Boy, she's pulled down some rebounds. Oliver may go all the way. Does. Puts it up from the right glass. It's good. Kaylin Oliver with eight. 39-34, Oakland by five. 7:09 to go in the game.
Well, you're going to see a return of Breanne Alexander at some point in this game, John, here in the next minute or so, I would say, for Smyrna.
Here's Moore. Has it left side. Now to Treasure Hunt, who single-handedly has kept Smyrna in this game. Looking for some help. Now gives it over to Moore. Or Bolton. Bolton shoots from about 18, misses the shot. Rebound, Tyra Hughes, or make that Gibson, the foul on Tyra Hughes. Well, momentum is a funny thing. But there were so many opportunities for Smyrna to come down the floor and either tie this thing up or take the lead. They did not take advantage. Oakland's back up by five.
Yeah, 2 of 9 down this stretch, John, and that's not going to get it done. You've got to shoot better than that.
Oakland's basketball. Brady's back in. Blanchard, Hunt, Bolton, and Hughes. He's going to save Breanne, I think, to the very last.
Well, he doesn't. You know, it's a 5-point lead right now. You don't want to let it get out to much more than that, and as close as you can get, and then bring her back in there with four fouls, I would think, would be Sean Middleton's M.O.
Here is Emily Eubanks, three. Long jumpers, no good. Rebound, Gibson. Turns around, 12-footer, no good. Rebound, this time Hunt for Smyrna. Over to Blanchard. Gives it over to Brady. Back to Blanchard. They stop. She shoots. It's short. Rebound. Picked up. Bolton. Can't get it to go. Bolton back with a rebound. Tips it to Brady. She throws it up. Almost hits the Smyrna cheerleaders. And the ball is going to belong to Smyrna. Man, they were really fighting for that one. And now a little bit of a conference here.
Our coverage brought to you in part by DirecTV by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ears Funeral Home, along with Bob Parks Auction.
39-34, Oakland. Smyrna with the ball to Hughes. Down low, spins on Gibson. And now a foul called. They're going to call a push on Shelby Gibson. And the Oakland fans don't care for that call very much. That's the third foul on Shelby Gibson. Jennifer Grandstaff may have to make a decision. Ball thrown away on the floor. It's Blanchard fighting for it along with Eubank. They're going to call a foul on Eubank, I think. Boy, you know, once it's on the floor like that, it's hard to call a foul, I think.
Well, when you get into a scrum like that, it really is. It's a difficult, I mean, who are you going to choose? I mean, where does the foul occur? Because they're both going after the ball.
Brooklyn Blanchard going to shoot two big free throws from the fans heating and air free throw line. And the first one is short. Doesn't get another. Rebound. Picked up Oliver. Who else? Oliver gives it over to Emily Eubank. 5:48 to go in this one. A 5-point lead for Oakland. Emily Eubank to Oliver. Left side to House, who's checked back in. House to Gibson. High post. Now brings it back between the circles. Looks for some help. Waits for Eubank. And Eubank brings it back up. Emily to Ansley. Back out to House. Back to Emily. Down low to Gibson. Makes a nice move in the lane. Misses the shot. Ansley Eubank tries to tip it. It goes out to Hunt, and Smyrna has it back.
Tyra Hughes has done a really good job on Gibson, I think, in the absence of Breanne Alexander.
Especially in this third and fourth quarter. There were a couple of shots. There's nobody could have defended them. Here's Brady right side. Approaching the five-minute mark. Here's Hunt for three. No good. This time rebound. Oliver tippy-toes the sidelines and gets it back to Eubank. Going to drive. Layup good. Eubank with seven. Kaylin Oliver doing it all right now, folks. 41-34. She has 8 points, but all the other things she's done have been tremendous.
Smyrna's missed their last 9 shots from the field, and that goes back to what we said earlier. If you get cold from the field, that may be the difference tonight.
7-point Oakland lead, their biggest in a while. Hunt picked up by Oliver in the corner. Oliver's got her right here now. Hunt going to drive baseline, can't go anywhere to Brady. Brady back to Hunt. Boy, she thought about the three, and now 3 second call, this time on Smyrna. 13 turnovers. The 3 second violation has been very popular tonight. 41-34. Oakland will have the ball. Bree Patterson checks back in. Breanne Alexander playing with four fouls back in this one. 4-10. Oakland trying to win one more time against the Smyrna Bulldogs. They have a 7-point lead. Here's House. Boy, she almost threw it away. Angela Eubank back to Emily. Back over to Oliver. Did you see Jennifer Grandstaff look on that pass? It almost went out of bounds. That was something to watch. Here's Emily Eubank. Here's Caitlin Oliver. Oliver drives. Goes up. May have walked. And she did. Turnover. Oakland. That's 9 for the Patriots. 3:36 to go in the game. 41-34. If you're a Smyrna fan, you need Smyrna to get a basket here. Yes. Oakland, keep doing what you're doing.
It's getting kind of late for the Lady Bulldogs.
Here's Patterson over to Brady for three. Swish! That's what they needed. That's what the doctor ordered for Smyrna. 41-37. Brady with a first bank three. Here's Emily Eubank. The lead back to four. Down low to Gibson. What a battle down there. Breanne Alexander and Gibson. They're fighting all the way. Breanne Alexander's got four fouls. Shelby Gibson with three. And now a timeout call for Oakland. We'll take one, too. Stay with us. Oakland leads 41-37 over Smyrna. Stay with us.
We select our insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with us, you can count on receiving fast, courteous, and professional service and quality protection through Auto Owners Insurance. For a no-problem approach to your life, home, car, and business insurance needs, ask us about the no-problem company, Auto Owners. This is Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over three decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Monty Keene, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Inbounds pass goes to Gibson. Big basket. She scores off the left block. 43-37 lead back up to 6. Gibson with 20 points tonight. Here's the pass almost thrown away. Now stolen by House. House going to drive all the way in with the left hand. Misses it. Angela Eubank tips it in. Her first basket, and it may have iced this thing. Still, 8-point lead, Smyrna. Gotta have to have a basket. Here's Hunt, 8 points, Oakland lead. Alexander, double team, loses it. House gets it. Gives it over to Emily Eubank. Nowhere for Breanne Alexander to go on that one. Here's Emily Eubank. Over to Shelby Gibson, left side. Gibson holds it. 2:12 to go. No hurry for Shelby Gibson. Now Breanne Alexander comes out and gets her. Over to Caitlin Oliver. Oliver back out to Emily Eubank. The lead is 8. We're under 2 minutes in the game. Jump ball belongs to Oakland. So what has happened here in the last 35 seconds? Oakland's had 2 baskets off of 2 Smyrna turnovers. And now Oakland gets the ball back, and we have a timeout on the court. We'll take one, too. It's Oakland 45, Smyrna 37.
The brand-new Mills Family Pharmacy has so much more to offer than before. For example, they have a walk-in clinic now. You can also save time by using the new drive-through window. Pharmacist Chad Mills told us he's proud to sponsor high school sports this year.
We are very proud to sponsor all local high school athletics. We believe that if we invest in local high school sports, we are investing in Rutherford County's future.
Stop by the brand new Mills Family Pharmacy today. They're in the Barfield community on South Church next door to Toots. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com.
State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage of the Region 4 AAA Basketball Semifinals Girls Night tonight, brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, Realtor Annette Bratcher with Reliant Realty, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, along with Martin's Home and Garden. Don't forget, join us for the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show tomorrow night, 5:50. Boys action tomorrow. After our game tonight, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show. And then after the game, it's Rick Ensel and Kermit Davis radio shows here on WGNS.
Oakland with the basketball. They have an 8-point lead. A minute 55 away from it. And they call 5-second violation on Oakland. Couldn't get the ball in. 10th turnover for Oakland. Big break for Smyrna. Brian, actually, there's plenty of time in this game, but the bottom line is Smyrna's going to have a couple of baskets.
Well, and they can't give up the easy baskets. I mean, Oakland had two easy layups a minute ago, and to me, that's what's kind of gotten Smyrna behind the eight ball and has given Oakland a lead that they may not give up if they're going to get easy baskets like that. And you have to feel at some point Smyrna's going to have to decide to foul, and when they do, Oakland may have to hit free throws down the stretch to the win, seal the win.
45-37, loser goes home. They're through. That's the pressure of this game right now. Here's Hunt, looks for some help, gives it to Blanchard. Blanchard going to drive, cuts in, misses the shot. Rebound picked up by Brady, who somehow held on to the ball, and she was hit by about three Patriots. Gibson picks it up. That's the fourth foul. Now, that's something to watch here. For perhaps if the game were to go to overtime, both of them would have four fouls on them, Alexander and Gibson. The first one from the fans hitting air free throw line by Brady is good. This is another girl with a bright future. Freshman. Second one is up. It is good. Brady with eight.
Something you don't want to do if you're Oakland is put Smyrna at the free throw line with no time going off the clock.
Here's Oliver in trouble. Finds Angela Eubank trying to dribble through two. Sliced, diced, and fouled by Blanchard.
She's just like a Waffle House hash brown out there.
Here's
scattered, smothered, and covered.
Yeah, there you go. Fifth team foul, so Oakland get the ball back, which is really hurtful for Smyrna. Here's Oakland with the ball. They back it up with a minute 30. Now they're going after, and they foul to try to get to that seventh team foul. Foul is on Bolton. Allie Bolton. Second foul on Allie. Here's Oliver over to Eubank. And she's traveled. Whoa. Before the foul. So it's a minute 24 left, and Jennifer Grandstaff can't really believe that. I think she was pushed a little bit, and the official thought she walked.
It's only a two-possession game, John.
That's
a six-point
right.
lead now for Oakland.
And Smyrna's got some people that can pop a three, that's for sure. Here's Brady. They're looking inside. They give it to Alexander. She goes up, puts it off the window. No good. Rebound Oliver, and Blanchard going to foul her. We don't keep individual stats on rebounds, but I would say Oliver may have only 8 points tonight, but she probably has 28 rebounds.
Yeah, she has been a beast for the Lady Pats tonight on the boards. Between her and Gibson tonight, the inside play for the Lady Patriots has been excellent.
And it's been steady like that throughout these tournaments. Free throw is up and good from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line for Oliver, who has nine. Fans Heating and Air will design the perfect system to meet your needs. 893-7930. Second one is no good. Rebound Bolton. Smyrna's got to go. 46-39. Hunt down the floor. Going to stop. Pop it. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound. Kira Haas goes up, and they're going to come and call a foul. On they're going to kind of foul, I think, Brian.
Yeah.
You know what that is? Going to
I think they're calling a foul. John, let me make this with 2 minutes to go in the game. Bradley Central leads White County 46-27, so that means Bradley Central will be in the Region 3 AAA Finals versus either Cumberland County or McMinn County, and Bradley Central will be one of the teams to face our region champion and runner-up in the sectional round on Saturday.
And here's Kira Haas, misses the free throw, down with a rebound. Hughes tipped away by Haas. And with 53 seconds to go, it's still a seven-point lead. If you're a Smyrna fan, you got to have them score and score quickly. Here's Blanchard. Boy, Haas hustles to try to tip that away to Bolton. Over to Brady, working one-on-one. No call, thought she walked. Rebound. Or the turnover, actually, is Emily Eubank. To Angela Eubank, 32 seconds. Now a foul reaching in on Brady.
Smyrna's going to have to resort to fouling now with only 31 seconds.
Well, great effort by both these teams. And it's getting more and more apparent at this point that Oakland, if they can hit some free throws, are going to win this game to advance. But what an effort defensively by both these teams. Here's the free throw up and good by Eubank. Remember, as Brian mentioned earlier, it was 19-19 at the end of the first quarter. So they just barely doubled it in three more quarters. Second free throw's missed. The lead is 8. Hunt streaks across the timeline, stops, turns, puts it up. No good. Rebound, Gibson. And a foul going to be called. That will probably do it here with 21.6 seconds left on the clock. Don't forget, coming up after this game and our Ideas Tease Between Game show, it'll be Blackman Riverdale, which it is on tap to be around 7:35 or so. Here's the first free throw, up and no good by Gibson. And that'll all come right after the Ideas Tease Between Game show. Hope you'll join us for that. Brian Baird will have the call on that game. Second free throw by Gibson is good. Gibson with 21 tonight. 48-39 the score. 20 seconds to go. Hughes going to let one fly from three-point land. No good. Rebound, Gibson. Gibson looks for help. And that should about do it. They're going to foul one more time. And Angela Eubank going to go to the free throw line. Smyrna going to have a lot of people coming back, though, Brian. They may not make it tonight, but they're going to have a whole host of young people playing basketball for them.
Yeah, Sean Middleton's definitely got some great talent there on the bench, and look for Smyrna to have another strong team next year, and they're going to end the year with 23 wins. Nothing to sneeze at right there.
Play tight in this one. Free throw is up and good by Eubank. From the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Don't forget to call them at 893-7930 for all of your air conditioning needs. Second one is up, and it is good. So Ansley Eubank with 5 for the night. 11-point lead. Here's a shot with 4 seconds left. Going to go out of bounds with 2.1 second. So Oakland's going to advance. They will play the winner of the Riverdale-Blackman game, which is coming up in just a few minutes. And that will do it, the final score. Oakland Lady Patriots defeat Smyrna by a score of 50-39. And coming up, let's go ahead and do our Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. And I'm going to go tonight with Shelby Gibson with 21 for Oakland. There was no match and an assist from Kaylin Oliver, who had 100 rebounds tonight or something like that. Shelby Gibson. And for Smyrna, I'm going to go with Treasure Hunt, 11 points off the bench. Kind of sparked them, kept them in it, but just didn't have enough to overtake the Patriots tonight. Loveless Fine Photography, creating timeless portraits for over 30 years. They're the official senior photographer for Blackman, Eagleville, MTCS, Riverdale, Siegel, Smyrna, and Stewart's Creek. Check out action photos from the games at lovelessphotography.com. For photos you'll be proud of for a lifetime, call Loveless Fine Photography at 890-1558 or visit lovelessphotography.com. They're on Clark Boulevard between Memorial and Highland. And the Midas of Murfreesboro shift of the game, I think you've got to say, it was in that third quarter somewhere at, well, at half it was 30-24. They cut it at the end of the third quarter, 37-34. Then they hit a cold spell, only 5 points in the fourth quarter. That was doom for Smyrna. Midas of Murfreesboro is your one-stop shop for brakes, oil change, and all of your auto repair needs on Broad near Northfield. Trust the Midas touch. And the Mills Family Pharmacy prescription for success. I think tonight Oakland feed it to Gibson, feed it to Gibson, and feed it to her a little bit more. And awfully good rebounding on the by Kaylin Oliver and some good steady guard play. And the fact that I think they had 10 turnovers for the game was pretty amazing for Oakland. And most of those were in the second half, but just a really well-balanced game. Had a good game plan going in to this one against Smyrna. Mills Family Pharmacy on South Church, providing you with the best possible medical care. Family owned and operated by Dr. Chad and Rebecca Mills. Online at MillsFamilyPharmacy.com. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the Ideas Tees Between Games show. The final here in this one, Oakland 50, Smyrna 39, Blackman Riverdale. Coming up next, you can hear the crowd. Stay with us. You're listening to State Farm coverage of the Region 4 AAA basketball tournament.
Bell Jewelers, the name you know, the jeweler you trust.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. Come on down to Toots Good Food and Fun. We have three locations here in Rutherford County to serve you, and at each one, you can try one of our delicious seafood baskets. We have fresh catfish, delicious fried shrimp. We also have fried clams, frog legs, and our house favorite, fresh, hand-breaded, and fried-to-order oysters. So come to Toots for our seafood baskets.
Good food and fun.
DirecTV by Entersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Each friend you refer to DirecTV, you get $100 in credit. But with DirecTV by Entersource, it's even better.
We're going to actually add a $25 gift card to you for trusting us to take care of your friend.
Up to $1,000 from DirecTV and $250 from DirecTV by Entersource.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Entersource, 815-1800.
Since 2008, your neighbors have trusted locally owned Ace Construction of Tennessee for their roofing, siding, gutters, insurance claim assistance, and more.
A large part of what we do is handle insurance claims.
Josh Whitlock with Ace Construction.
We have an in-house licensed adjuster, and we work closely with your insurance company to help ensure all damaged items are accounted and properly paid for before any repairs begin.
Ace Construction of Tennessee, 809-2621, online at aceconstructiontn.com.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brett Craig with Craig.